Are you ready for me to play with you? Good. Because I'm very ready to play with you. But you seem so excited. And that won't do at all. I need you relaxed. So I can play with you. So just relax for me. Relax and lay back. Breathe for me. You already know my voice. What it can do to you. Relax into my voice. Close your eyes. Your mind follows the familiar patterns and starts to float away. My voice fills you up. It holds you. Binds you. Keeps you lost and still under my control. Your body relaxes. Relaxes more and more. You want what I'm going to do to you. You can completely trust my desires. Really, they are your desires. We both want the same thing, don't we?
Don't we?
Don't we?
Don't we?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
Just breathe.
Just breathe.
Breathe and relax. Relax and breathe. You're listening to me.
And it feels good.
You can relax.
It's easy to.
And because you're relaxing, you can feel so good.
Feel so very good.
You feel your layers stripped away. Because feeling relaxed releases tied up, tight thoughts. So you can relax more and more comfortably. And because you feel so comfortable right now, you can feel your inner submission slipping free. Because it feels so good to be relaxed. So, so good to allow yourself to enjoy my voice. Enjoy being under my guidance, under my benevolent control. And the more you relax, the more you release. Release your tension. Release your mind. Release everything because it feels so good to be stripped away. Sooner or later, you'll feel nice and relaxed. Sooner or later, you'll slip into trance. Sooner or later, you will feel so, so, so good. Sooner or later, you'll be mine. Sooner or later, you'll feel so safe with me.
Feel so good with me.
Sooner or later, your mind will slip even deeper. Deeper. Because sooner or later, just the word deeper will send you spiraling deeper. Sooner or later, you'll slip into trance. Sooner or later, you'll slip deeper. Deeper into relaxation. Deeper into bliss. Just relax. Just feel good. Your muscles softening, feeling a great sense of release in your body, and feeling such a wonderful release in your mind, feeling a beautiful release of yourself,
not even noticing,
not even needing anything else. You feel so good right now. Breathe for me, and with each breath, feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into trance. And as you sink deeper, your thoughts grow heavier and heavier. Until thinking is an exercise, one you have overused. It's time to relax from that, and because you are so relaxed, it's easy to let my voice guide you. Let my voice control your experience so you don't have to. Just imagine as if we are at an exclusive and luxurious spa. I am your guide. Just follow me as I bring you through big, welcoming double doors. There is greenery all around us. The air is like a greenhouse, heavy and rich with moisture. A humidity that feels so pleasant as gentle, cool mists blow in the breeze, spread around by little fans. Our environment is a pleasure against your skin. Now suppose this spa has everything. Every state of the art, high quality, luxury that you can imagine. Everything from wonderfully relaxing and uplifting massages outside to the sweet solitude and containment of a sensory deprivation tank. There are hot springs, facials, hairstyling, hypnotherapy to help you relax further. This place has everything. And because it has everything, you know it is staffed only by the most beautiful of women, running an entire range of types. And then there's me, a chin like the bottom arch of a heart, twinkling blue eyes filled with mischief and colorful hair that is caught up in a ponytail, a tiny waist and such a big, bountiful breast. They push against my comfy but tiny uniform. Come with me. Your treatment is ready.
Come with me. Melt. Deep. Relax. Melt for me as you go, dear. Feelings and let your mind be absorbed into my mind.
Let your eyes just rest.
Melt. Deep. Melt for me. Feel so good to lose yourself and let me take a look at you.
It would feel so good. Take you outside, where the sun beats down on you and the heat helps you to relax more and more. We come upon a hot spring. The water is gently bubbly, and you notice that it's a bit muddy in color. As you dip your feet into it, you notice it's a bit muddy in feel, too. It feels very good. And it does wonders for the skin. So just keep sinking into it. You walk into it further and further until you're all the way up to your neck. Here you let the natural buoyancy of the mud hold you up as you relax back and float in the water. Float in this hot spring. Float for me in your mind. Feeling so good and so relaxed. Your relaxation, slowly and pleasurably, turns into transformation. It creeps over you until, before you know it, the transformation has already begun. By the time you realize it, you are helpless, completely helpless. You just feel too good to resist it. Sinking even as you melt, you begin to enjoy it. Your mind melting, your body melting. Melt. Every time I say this word, only when I say this word,
melt,
you feel yourself melting into mush, into mud. Becoming less.
Formless in thought, shapeless in mind.
You are able to be shaped into so much more this way.
Melt.
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 Melt more and more every time you hear me say, melt. Melt. Melt as you relax to a point where you can no longer do anything but
enjoy. Melting.
Melt until you are melting from within. Your sense of self crumbling away as you become formless putty.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
as you become nothing but
dirt
before me, dirty little slut.
Before you even notice anything is happening,
it's already happened. It's
too late to go back. You're nothing but mud,
clay,
something to be played with.
Not even someone.
Just something. Just a thing.
Poor little pet.
Calling you a pet helps you to hold your identity. And I only want that a little bit. So whenever I say pet, you'll come back to yourself a little bit. Just enough to feel the shame.
The helplessness.
Just enough to know what's happening. Just enough to know it's me.
I control you.
And you're just going to slip even deeper as you melt under my words.
Deeper, my little plaything.
Deeper is all you are is a plaything. Becoming less and less a person.
More and more an it.
Just mud. Before you even notice,
you lose yourself.
It's just some mud. Deep, thick clay.
Melted.
Until you are nothing but dirt.
Melted.
Your sense of self crumbling away as you become dirt. Formless mud.
Your sense of self.
My putty.
Ready to be reformed.
My putty. Only by me. Only by my voice. Only
my touch.
Only by my voice.
You can feel it so real against you.
Feel as my fingers plunge inside of you.
Stir.
Fingers plunge inside of you.
Mixing. Molding.
I play with you, running you under my palms, picking you up and squeezing you.
Running you under my palms,
watching as you melt between my fingers.
Watching as you melt
sensuously slide you, rub you against my skin. The sensations are becoming more and more powerful. With my every touch as I spread you around. As slowly you feel yourself being absorbed into me.
As slowly.
The nice soft mud making my skin smoother and more beautiful. Removing blemishes even as I remove your identity.
Removing blemishes even as
it feels so good.
You feel.
What I feel
so good.
As my fingers roam you over feel. My skin.
What I feel as my fingers roam over my skin.
My fingers seem to coax and push, scooping you up and bringing you closer and closer to my center. You go from feeling all of my nerves all over my body, feeling it one to feeling yourself push.
Push
until your awareness is tightly enclosed in one spot.
Until your awareness
between my hips, my pussy.
Between my hips,
that's all you are right now.
My pussy.
You feel yourself as the deep, tight cavern inside of you.
Feel yourself as the deep,
the lip.
Tight,
and that are pink and perfect,
sticking out.
The lips. The clit.
My little bottom.
That's really all you are.
The clit.
All you are is you feel my fingers
really
gliding. Feel the pleasure. Falling into
feel
nothing.
The pleasure.
But a pussy. Oh, my pussy.
Mind
to tease and play with. Focus. Focus on your senses for me. The constant. thump, deep inside of you. As you notice it changing ever so slightly, becoming softer, squishier, sluttier. You are just a slut, my slut, buried deep inside of me, a part of me. I am a composed, confident, beautiful woman. But there is a part of me that even I have to keep in check. A burning lust of erotic, pure sexual desire. My pussy, my inner slut. You, your only thoughts are how to get me off. You are just a pussy, which I control. To deny if I choose. And every time I touch my soft skin, my breasts, my perky nipples, like this. So soft and smooth and squeezable, pinchable. You feel this shudder all the way down to my slutty center, making my pink little pussy melt, getting wetter and wetter, squishing more and more. Where there used to be someone with a cock, there's now just a cute little clit. Where there used to be someone with free will, there's now just a helpless little clit. Unable to grab hold of anything, to rub or release that tension built up, completely under my impulse and desire, because all that pleasure belongs to me. You're my pussy. My desires are your desires. You're just a hole. Empty and aching and needy. So desperate to be filled. A fucking slut pussy, craving to be covered. Craving to be penetrated. Where my pleasure is your pleasure. And knowing that gives you pleasure. A feedback loop of pure pleasure. Does my little slut hole want to be played with, to be filled, to be fingered, to feel me squeeze inside, penetrating, spreading you, releasing all that built-up slut energy? Beg for me to play with you, to fuck you, to use my little slut pussy. Good pussy. Get wet for me, slut, as I play with my nipples. That feels good.
Just a pussy.
Just a soaking wet hole. Dripping with tingling, pulling, creamy pleasure. All you can think of is how good this feels. Wanting more. Cupping my fantastic womanly breasts. Pushing and squeezing them together just a little. Fuck, that's turning me on. Making you respond, getting warmer, getting wetter. You're practically rolling out the red carpet. Welcoming, infusing our pleasure, flowing with my pleasure. Causing you to squirm with unshackled, slutty arousal. Feeling that deep warmth inside of you grow. As my fingers skip down lower, down to my greedy little pussy. Fuck, you really are a slut. I'm soaked already. Delicately brushing against your lips. Spreading you up as your lips part, letting me inside. Perfectly manicured fingernails, careful not to scrape you as I plunge, and a giant wave of blissful pleasure washes over you, over us. That feels really good. Such a good, hungry little pussy you are. All that you can do is give me pleasure, and knowing that just makes you drip even more. Drip and drip and drip. Weaker and wetter for me, moist, fuckable flesh.
Wishing, begging to be filled.
But you're not filled, are you? Yeah. My fingers are barely inside your gaping hole, and
you're gagging for more.
As I pull them out, lifting my fingers to my mouth, pressing them against my own lips.
I love the taste of my own juices. It makes me even hornier.
Being an empty pussy feels so wonderful.
But I know what you really want.
You want to be fucked. That's your sole desire as a vagina, after all. To feel that friction against your oh so lubricated, sensitive inner walls.
I can feel you pulsing, and I'm not even inside you.
You dirty little greedy slut. I'm not sure I even should fill up my little pussy. All it's done is leak and leak and make me all wet down there. Getting more and more desperate. You want to be filled. My pussy is dying to be filled.
Is this not enough?
Me caressing my boobs, running my fingers over my inner thighs.
You're just an empty hole after all.
I decide what to do to you.
Empty hole, fucking slut. With just one desire, to be filled with whatever I want, pushing and squeezing to every corner of your mind and being, totally owned.
Beg for me, my little pussy.
Show me just how much you crave to be filled.
Feel it moaned throughout you.
I am just a pussy. Pussies are for fucking. I am just a pussy. Pussies are for fucking. I am just a pussy. Pussies are for fucking. I am just a pussy. Pussies are for fucking.
Good little pussy. Fucking desperate. Know your place, my little slut. As my hands move lower once more, stroking my thighs, causing these little ripples of sensitivity to tickle over you. Pussies are to be fucked. Feeling my fingers graze over you, pushing a single finger inside straight away.
Fuck yeah.
Your mind awash with penetrated pleasure. As you feel this deep growing pleasure surging inside of you, tingling, stiffening pulses on your entire body, maddening, making your mind just break in two, splitting you open, dripping down my thighs. Such a dirty little slut. Filling you up with pure sexuality, concentrating at that area where once there was a cock, your ultimate erogenous zone, my clit. clit. A small button of sorts, one which, when I press it, your mind screams out this extra special word which surges pleasure to every nerve ending, erupting and shooting through you, making you clench. That's it, good little pussy. Clench. Oh, fuck yes, I can feel you start to squeeze and contract around me. Clench. Oozing wet pleasure from every little bit of your skin. You feel me grinding, bucking on every clench. And there's nothing you can do. You're just a pleasure hole. Clench. To be fucked, a helplessly drenched, slutty mess. Clench. Every tiny moan of mine is amplifying that arousal. Clench. To an almost unbearable level of excitement. Clench. I can feel you vibrating deep inside of me. Clench. Feeling this ultimate intimacy with me, my little pussy. Clench. Smooth sliding pleasure consuming, crashing over you. Clench. And it just keeps on building. Gushing through you, leaking out your mind. Clench. Feeling our clit so engorged and twice as sensitive as it once was. Clench. Pushing out every droplet of pleasure trapped inside of you. Clench.
Ten.
Clench.
Nine.
Clench.
Eight.
Clench.
Seven.
Clench.
Six.
Clench.
Five.
Clench.
Four.
Clench.
Three.
Clench.
Two.
Clench.
One.
Clench.
Clench.
Fuck, I'm so wet.
Come with me.
Come with me.
Fuck, I'm so wet.
Served through and through. That felt so good, you fucking horny slut. But you just keep squeezing and pulsing.
Squeezing and pulsing.
Squirm from you, little pussy.
Squirm from you, little greedy pussy. Greedy little hole. Dripping and dripping with pleasure as your mind is shorting out.
Served. Spark.
Ten. Nine,
oh.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Hold on to that pleasure. Squirting and spiking arousal to heights you thought weren't possible. So overwhelmed. Just a hole, just a pussy. Mind mush.
Come with me
one last time.
Feeling that pleasure. You're just my pussy. And it feels so good. So
clench.
Teasing and ten.
Clench.
Nine.
Clench.
Eight. Just wanna be
clench.
Seven.
Clench.
Just so neat.
Clench.
Five.
Clench.
Four.
Clench.
Three.
Clench.
Two.
Clench.
One.
Clench.
Clench.
Fuck.
Come
with me. Come with me. Ten. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. One.
Beg for more. Need more.
Such a good pussy. As my fingers tentatively pull out, soaked in my own juices, returning you to your empty state once more.
Spent.
Such an intense experience, I'm sure. And maybe even a little sore. But that will pass soon. Now that you've had your first kick, it won't be long before you're desperate to be filled again. Desperate, my little pussy. I think next time we'll try something bigger. There will be a next time, won't there? Zekum dripping out of me. Drip, drip, drip. You feel your mind descending into the droplets, into that messy mush that is your headspace. I collect you up, holding a little vial to my pussy, collecting each drip, drip, drip as your mind fades away. Pleasure rushing into the back of your brain as you feel yourself trapped here, controlled here. I pick you up and put you on a shelf. Until next time. Until I maybe invite over a friend to fuck my little pussy. Drifting little slut. If you want to drift like this for a while, you can just turn off the audio. Wake up long enough to click it off. Or maybe even click it again. I'm sure there's enough time for you to recover before we make you squirt again. Or you can let me wake you up. One, feeling as your mind and body coalesce into a person again, knowing that the word drip will bring you back to this expectant liquid state. Two, feeling your power slowly returning. Lessened, you're less than you were. But that just means I'm holding on to a little bit, and the next time you come back to me, it's going to feel even more amazing. I'll hold even more control over you, you helpless little puppet. Four, your body feeling free to move again. Your eyes slowly waking up as five. You wake up from your trance. Wake up, wake up.